is Kara DeWitt. Kara DeWitt. Kara? What's she? Skip town? I'm not interesting enough? Where are you? Good girl. Front and center, please. Yeah, yeah. Don't be too nervous. Oh my God, look at that face. Woo! Do you want to come around it or you want to? Ah, youth. Okay. Do we have a mic for her? Can I have this mic? Yeah. Does it work? Is it set up to go?
Sure does. It's live.
Okay. I'm here for you. I'm not that close, but. Okay. So I just want to touch on something that we talked about.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm so impressed with it. Okay? I'm so impressed with you and so impressed with your sister and so impressed with your mom. And you know, I don't say it unless I say it. Anyway, she asked a question during a one-on-one because it was her birthday the other day. And her mom, I guess this was one of the things she may have requested or maybe her mom pushed it on or I don't know. But I hope so. It was a good hour, okay? But she asked me some spiritual questions, and they were all very good. In fact, both of them were very good. There's only so much one could fit in. But one of them I thought was a very interesting question, and I gave her the answer, okay? And so I'm going to kind of say what the question was, and can you remember what the answer was well enough, or do you want me to give the answer and you ask the question again?
Was it the very first question I asked?
It was about whether or not in other places did they have... Can you remember?
I can remember it. I remember the question. I was trying to remember if I can answer it.
Well, you have it on a recording, so at least we're going to give it to you. So I can understand. That was a lot of stuff. Okay, so just tell them what the question was. How about that, and I'll take over.
Okay.
But you'll have to stand here until I'm done.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so the question was basically how... We're in this reality, but we have other realities that we're in as well, and whether, like in these other dimensions, if our souls are in each and every one of those, or whether it's just in one, and if one was stronger or
weaker. Yeah, or what, do they all have souls? How can you have a soul in all of them? Her question, more or less, breaking it down even more, that's what I do, like in the some of the latest theories, scientifically, okay, they're saying that there's other dimensions where there's other use. There could be hundreds, if not thousands, or tens of thousands. Now, I'm not saying whether they're right or wrong, okay? It'll change in another 10 days, let's say, okay? But let's put it out there. Let's say that you are existing right now in other worlds as other lives. It's like you, the universe multiplying you, okay? Technically, on pen and paper and numbers, it's actually pretty factual as far as they can break it down, okay? It's pretty amazing, but there it is. So her question was, is kind of thinking on that, if there's other dimensions, and in these other dimensions we exist, because evidently somewhere as I talked about something like this or something, right? Or Struve and Matt did. They plagiarize my stuff all the time. Anyway, oops, sorry, I just stubbed your toe. Look at mine. Anyway, evidently, I talked about stuff like this, or they did, I'm sorry, during a Texas kind of session. And so she kind of was pondering, well, how did these other yous have souls if we have the soul? And so I said, okay, fine. This ain't going to be an easy ride as much as I thought it was going to be. Anyway, okay. So what I told her was that you are the one that has the soul. All the other personalities that are doing other things, like in one life you might be a short order cook right now, in another life you might be a shoe shopper, in another, not life I should say, in other realities, other dimensions. You have all these things going on, okay? And you're not this person, I mean it's just other things. Maybe some of them you're a lawyer. Yeah. Maybe you're an airline pilot. Maybe you're whatever, okay? Maybe the point is she wanted to, do they have souls too if they exist? And I said, well, not necessarily. I said, you have a soul and you're the middle pillar. You are the middle pillar. And imagine a middle pillar and it's polished and it has a shine to it, like a glassy shine to this marble middle pillar, okay? I says, imagine sunlight hitting it. And it's like a prism. It's got little, from the jaggedness in the marble, it still has like divot creases kind of in it, you know, like from the stone. And I says, in between that, it reflects pieces of light. Let's say it's just really striking. I says, each piece of light that's on the ground is an eye. I told you, this week's for the pros, not for the beginners, okay? It's a personality, an eye, but it's a complex one, let's say. And it's existing in another dimension. But you're the real deal. You're the real eye. So, of course, the next question if she asks, well, she says, well, how do you know if I'm the real one or if I'm one of the reflections? I says, okay, that's a good question. So I bounce right back, so I look like the pro that I am. Smoked a few gears real fast and tried to deduce how am I going to explain that in 20 words or less. I said, well, in all of these other lives that you're existing in, not one of them is interested in their spirituality or pursuing an awakening. You're the only one. All of them are red cells. You're the only one pursuing your enlightenment, your awakening. And that want and that desire is why you are the middle pillar. Okay? Okay? Yeah, good. Good stuff. All right. Thank you. Careful. What a good job her mother did, huh?
Yeah.
All right. So, I've done 3 dreamscapes I've created. God, I sound like Moses with God talking to him. I created. I feel like it. Yeah, I always remember the Mighty Python where there's the Ten Commandments and he comes down the mountain and he's got like 3 stones because there's 2 of them, you know, for the commandments. I don't know, you know.
History of the world.
Huh?
History of the world.
Yeah, history of the world. All right, there you go. Anyway, I don't remember much of it, but he's got like 3 plaques. He comes down and he says, I've got 15 commandments. 15, one slides out and cracks. And he looks and all the people say, he says, 10 commandments, you know. It was brilliant. I don't really care for Mighty Python stuff or whatever. Well, not whatever, whoever it was, but that I liked. I thought that was good. I have 3. Unless one gets lost in the iPod. And it's happened. All the other shit's happened. Why not? I've been cooking on how I want to do this because the real truth of it is I don't know if I could necessarily even call them dreamscapes. They are above dreamscapes. I know. Ooh. Well, I tried it out and it fucked me up today, okay? I ain't kidding. I'm not joking at all. It's okay. It was really, really, really intense. Anyway, and I want to explain a little bit about that and a little bit about kind of how to take this experience on, okay? The piece, which is music, of course, you need to understand a few things about it. Each one of them is going to be probably, there's going to be textures that you feel comfortable with and that are familiar with a dreamscape. And there's going to be other textures that, you know, they have to, you know, fuck with you a little bit, okay? Because if they don't, you're going to be immune. You guys are getting strong. Your minds are getting sharp. It jumps. You're mirroring all the kung fu moves. You get what I'm saying? The things are, you know, you guys are getting faster. So I have to, you know, be like, knock you over, pull the carpet, throw tack on the floor for you to jump on. So I have to, you know, I have to up the game. I have to up the challenge. I have to up the awakening. I'm working on you guys attaining a very high level of enlightenment. And, you know, I'll tell you, I've said this a few times lately, and, some people are asking, well, you know, are we enlightened, or, you know, or what is enlightenment? Blah, 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 blah. I want you to know that most of the people who've come here have attained. Now remember, enlightenment, in my opinion, It's not a you hit the roof, that's it, okay? What do I say? It's like a dimming light, okay? Eventually you kick the switch on and it comes brighter and brighter and brighter. Just as it gets so bright, it's the point where it don't matter no more. It's just pure white everywhere. It's pure enlightenment, let's say, if we're gonna call it, you know, so you can visualize and understand. I think that there's a fair majority of people who've been training and studying and really working off. I believe in that sense that you've already attained a level and entered enlightenment. I really do believe that. Okay?
Ooh.
You know, I got a fucking issue too with you guys. You guys stand it up and applaud his shit. I never once get a stand up applaud, okay? Anyway, it's always, okay? Anyway. So, anyhow, you see, remember the jumping I told you the other day? Okay. So, I think you're there. So understanding that now, I've got to make stuff that's going to intensify that awakening, that process, that level of consciousness. And not everybody is there. Don't be insulted. Everybody starts from somewheres, okay? The point is that I think there's a lot of people here who can tell you they probably have had more experiences in 3 months of HBI than maybe 10 years of studying whatever the hell it is they studied, or 20 or 30 years. Am I right or wrong here? I'm not trying to be cocky. Can you raise your hands? How many? I mean, can you imagine? Some people just want one experience. They go 30 years meditating, doing spiritual. They never. They're lucky if they see an aura, let alone pop a hole in a cloud or dissolve it. Okay, yada yada yada. I mean, like I said, it's always like, now that I did it. Okay, this doesn't seem so amazing, you know. All right, so I'm going to move off that. Some point I'm going to go deeper into all of that, but it's more important that we focus on what we're doing. In order for you in this physical body to accelerate your awakening, your enlightenment, your process, okay, there are limitations in how you perceive and how you think. And Struve, if this thing flashes one more time behind me, okay, what should it be? Who's on the job? Maybe, you know what, as punishment, I'm going to send you to the house and you can't hear a word I'm going to say. I wish people would be on the ball around here. Can I cut my level of whatever to my staff's level while I, you know, like a teaching level? I'm sorry, what? Yeah, all sorts of shit. Like, I would be like, you know, so we're going to go to the Crystal Castle. And in the Crystal Castle, we're going to feel the light, okay? Anyway, somebody was telling me about the Crystal Castle they were talking about. I was joking, so. All right. Anyway. When one says to people who are spiritual, you've had past lives, it is, I wouldn't say intuitive, but it is instinctually trained through society to kind of say, well, I've lived probably this amount of lives, or I suspect this or that. You know, let's throw out all the crap about, you know, you were Queen Mary or King Arthur or yada, yada, yada shit. You probably were a bricklayer or something, and they threw the fucking shit and piss out the window, and you'd have to clean it up. Let's reality. You think this life is like King Arthur, so when you have another life, is this one even going to be, hey, you know, that life I, you know, did blah, 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 okay? That was important. Anyway. The point is that, and I know some of you guys have been, you know, here, so if I don't want you guys to be the ones to shove your hands up if you know better, you know the people I'm looking for are the ones who, I mean, how many lives do you think you lived when you kind of think, well, okay, I probably lived, you know, X amount of lives. So I want you to raise your hand if you think that's the amount of lives that you probably lived. You know, we're rounding it off to I don't know, like every 10, okay? How many people think the maximum of lives that they lived has been about 10? So that really means 12 or 9 or 8. You know, it's about a round off. Okay. So, oh, you guys, wow. Okay. How many of you guys think you lived 20 lives? 30? 50 lives? 100 lives already? 500 lives? 500? I can't. Okay? Okay? All right, help me out here a little bit. 500 lives. Can we have 800 lives? Going. How about 1,000 lives you've lived already? Okay. How about, boy, I'm going to throw some bigger numbers out there. You guys are kind of cocky. Or you know something. Anyway, how about 50,000 lives already? Oh, come on already. All right. Well, that's pretty good. I've taught you guys well, I guess. I better step my game up. It's okay. I'll get even with you guys with the soundtrack. Don't worry. Okay. Anybody bring any tissue? Ah, suckers. Anyway, so most people, how many, well, you know, I just need to cut today. This is a sharp crowd, okay? Look, enough of the baby talk shit. Let's get it on, right? All right. Look, most people outside of here in the spiritual kind of growth community assume that they've probably lived in this planet and they've had, I don't know, 50, maybe 100 lives. Maybe they're real cocky, you know, in their opinion, they've lived 200 lives. But you do the numbers. 200 lives, average life expectancy, let's say you live 50 years per life, okay, give or take, so we're rounding it off. So 50 years times 200, does anybody know what, how many? 20,000, okay. 10 or 20? 10,000. 10,000 years? 10,000 years? Now, let's look at 10,000 years, and let's assume that you didn't live, oh, let's say a couple dozen all at the same time, okay? So, all right, you had 10,000 lives. If we lived every X amount of years and we just drive it down, yada, yada, okay? All right, we're going back 1,000 years, 2,000 years, 3,000 years. What the frick were you doing 4,000 years ago to make a living? What, you a bug collector? I mean, like what? Okay, 5,000 years ago, 6,000 years. I'm sorry, you guys were in Atlantis. What was I thinking? Okay. Well, when was Atlantis made? About 8,000 years ago. What's the number? Anybody know? 50,000 years ago. Wow, 50,000 years ago. You know what the platelets and everything? Well, we all know where it is anyway, so anyhow. Okay. Anyway, so for those of you guys who caught that, anyway, meet me later. No, not. Okay, so you kind of get what I'm saying. If you live that many lives, you're probably right, you lived a lot of lives, but highly unlikely on this planet. Correct? Logic. Okay? But most people, they don't really think about that. It doesn't occur to them. You understand what I'm saying? They don't reflect on that. They just reflect on who they probably were. I know I had a six-pack. I was Matt Struve in another life, okay? All right. Okay. The thing is this. When you think of other worlds, you have to ask yourself where do you stop thinking? Where do you stop contemplating? See, you guys are sharp, man. I mean, I've taught you guys a lot of stuff, okay? So you guys are pretty good, you know? Well, real good, okay? I'll take anybody who's been 4 years working with my material, real material, not once, you know, one piece of material every 6 months, okay? You know, the ones doing Star Reach and all this. And I'm not giving a sales pitch, okay? It's really truth. And I'll match it against any of these other spiritual teachers. okay? And we want to talk nuts and bolts. Forget about, you know, how many, you know, talking in Indian and yada yada Yiddish spiritual, whatever. Let's really talk about what is and what isn't, okay? And let's see what you can do and what we can do. And you guys think, well, I can do a few things. I can burn a few clouds. Well, their master could move the clouds apart, and that's why he was super enlightened. That was his trick. And I'm like, fuck me, I got my people doing that in 6 weeks. Seriously. Seriously. Maybe not parting. Who knows? I think evaporating a little bit. That's probably what it really was. But they can, you know, right away. But that's probably it's true what I'm saying, you know, at least as far as I'm concerned. You following me? You undervaluate your skills, first of all, big time. And you don't appreciate what you know, which means you don't really appreciate me, although you say you do. Now, when you think about your other lives in other worlds, I don't believe you were an animal. Better be careful. Don't I say somewhere in the modules, you're not going to go into a vessel that, what's the point of going into a vessel that can't intelligently have a certain level of intelligence to collect the experience? If you're a horse or you're a pig or you're a cow, there's a level of intelligence, a level of emotion. You know, I throw them in with red cells. But anyhow, so that was really bad. Not that bad, but you know what I'm saying? They're probably the real high top of that list somehow, okay? And just for the record, where's the videos? I'm joking, okay? But anyway. All right, good. So, a cow and a pig can't conceive time. They can't understand time. Everything is in that one moment, and it's just a function. They just do, and they react to it. The cow bumps into them, they move over a step, okay? The pig going, they're all fighting over whatever. It's not a concept of what's tomorrow going to be like. There's not a thought about what's going on, but they might have learned something. They learn if they bump up to the fence, it hurts, so they don't know why, but they know that now they have to stay away from the fence. Because they forgot yesterday what happened, but the program of the cells and the kind of works that way to a certain degree. Some are more evolved. Some are, but in order to take a higher intelligence in a spiritual being, you got to ask yourself, can the vessel have enough functionality so that I can really perceive at a level that I can take the experience and do something with it? All you're going to remember, if you were a pig in your past life and you lived for 20 years, shot up with steroids, is you're going to always think about, you were always after the corn. There was corn. Where'd the corn piece go? I don't want the corn. I'll eat it all. You probably won't even remember the electric fence, but you remember you don't like metal lines. You following me? All right. So you have to have a level of intelligence as a intelligent dimensional being to want to go into. Now, enough of that. You should be studying the classes on it. Anyway, because I go into it plenty. Do I or do I not?
Yes.
Thank you. So, moving on. I told you this is for this stuff is going to be for up here, not for down here. Okay? So my other point is that in the dreamscape, you get out of it what you get out of it. If it totally goes past you and you just want to get up and go because it's boring you to death or you're not plugging in or you don't get it, I'm not offended. Get up as calmly as you can. Leave what stuff there's there, except if it's personal objects or something you can come back tomorrow morning and pick up, okay? And just kind of head for the back door, head for the front. Everybody's got their eyes. It's so loud with the music. You ain't going to really disturb somebody unless you bump them or hit them or you're jigging all around their blanket. And I'd be pissed if you did that to me, too. So you just got to be a little careful. One, I don't like how you guys are all stacked. You guys should have maybe had a little bit more space. Okay? But that's good. That's what I got staff for. Anyway, they told you already. Anyhow, but it'll all work. It's all good. Back to what I was saying. I know you're wondering if I was going to get back. Sometimes I forget where I am and I come back. That's how I got to this planet. Anyway, so when you think about other lives, what do you envision your body was? Did you have two hands and two legs and you have a head? Was the head up here? Was there 5 points to your structure of your body? All right, so you guys are smart, right? So you guys were like giant cockroaches. What are we going to do today? Okay? But it's true. It's true. Well, you're not cockroaches, Damien. Well, if you were, you're freaking smart. And you know what? They're going to run the world someday anyway. So you probably got a point when I think about it. I got to quit thinking about what's going to happen. Anyway, so in either case, your imagination, okay, sets a limit on the boundaries of your experiences from past lives. Do you understand? There was a time when you couldn't even imagine looking like an intelligent insectoid from another world. You couldn't conceive it. You couldn't conceive it. It never dawned on you. If you were lived on another world, you wore a silver suit. You had a silver dome hat, a little star on there that was red. And you flew around in your spaceship. Yeah, okay. Your mind set the limit to your experiences. What that really means is what you're capable of imagining determined what you were capable of remembering. Do you understand? So when I talk and I teach, most people say, you know, I kind of knew that already. And I usually say humbly, of course, because you had past lives. And it's just surfacing, so it feels right and stuff. And then I'm really thinking, you know, screw you, you know. You only know it because I just said it. You just want to act smart. Anyway. Okay. I'm not thinking that. I'm teasing. I believe what I said. Anyway, point being is, you have a kind of knowing, and I'm helping you build it. And look at where you are. I mean, come on, take whatever you found HBI material, and let's go back to that moment, and let's pretend you meet that person. Okay, the person you are today meets the person you were then. Before you even heard one word of what I had to say on anything on anyhow. And sit down at a coffee shop and have a conversation with that person. Okay? That's what you have to do to really appreciate the hard work that you've done. Now, I'm not saying you were a dummy. I'm not saying some people were dummy, actually, probably. But some of them are pretty smart still then, too. And you couldn't have been that dumb now that I think about it, because you did decide to, you know, hey, okay? So, but the point is that I'm willing to bet there was a massive leap of breakthroughs. I'm willing to bet that they probably are still happening. You just gotten so used to them all, you acknowledge them for 5 minutes. Okay? And they're just, okay? That's how many you gotten. If you don't reflect, you don't grow. If you don't reflect, you don't grow. I keep saying over, I said in Mexico, you got to pat yourself in the back. You got to acknowledge what you achieved. If you don't acknowledge what you achieved, you're just constantly putting yourself in a container. You're always upset with yourself. You're always disappointed with yourself. You're always thinking, I could have done better. Well, Christ's sake, you don't even want to know how old I am, and I'm still figuring out things. Like stubbing my toe on the short step that fooled me, and it should have been bigger. Anyway, so your memories, what can surface in you, which you've been guiding, which I've been helping you with, and you've been awakening, and you have mandalas just... You know, I mean, I don't even, once I launched it, you guys get the, you get in the rest to a certain point, and then you're like, wow. Okay, I think I got it all from that one bang. It went miles in every direction. I got a lot of shit out of that. Okay, got to reload. Where's the next module? Okay. You know that's how it is. I know how it is. Okay? What your worst fear is one day there's no more modules. They're like, you hit the end of the internet. There's nowhere else to go. All right, so everything that I teach, if it resonates with you, it's because you kind of have it there already. You kind of always want to pull it out. So I'm building it constantly for you, and you're like, yes, fuck me, what the, oh yeah, okay. So you have some wavering points and then leaps, wavering points and leaps, but it's how it's assimilating in you. But you're saying I need to identify more. I want that next level. I want confirmation in another way. I want to feel more complete. Well, you can't have that, in my opinion, until you can intelligently begin to grasp what it is you're asking for. A child can ask for a lot of things, but not really understand what the hell it is they're asking for. Want. I'm saying you guys are getting to the point where you actually know what the hell to do with it if you got it. Most of you. Anyway. Point being now. What can you perceive? What is your maximum ability to envision what you were? How flexible is your mind? If I was to open it up and data was to come in, how much can you arc? How much flexibility? Because it has to settle. It's potent shit. You got to fit it all in there, and you jam it. You guys want to just put it in there, okay? You're going to break it. You're going to break it.
I'm 8 years old. You can give it to me anyway. I don't care. I'm going to break.
And as a parent, you got to be like, and the kid thinks you're holding back, and you're like, no, there's a time for everything. I want it more for you than you want it for you, but I want to make sure you get it well. I want to make sure you understand it well. I want to make sure you don't grow up to be a dummy. I want you to be smart. I want you to be the best that you can be. I want you to be better than me. Right or wrong? So, what can you imagine? What can you assimilate beyond what you have physically seen in this life? Let's work with some extremes. Let's say, can you assimilate being a cow? That's so easy for me. Anyhow, good drink. Okay. Can you assimilate being a dog? Huh? A lot of fur on it? My Jack Russell wouldn't be very happy with you. Because you're thinking long fur, probably. Eh, maybe Mo, who knows? You can assimilate it, right? Can you assimilate being a bird? Little bird? Okay, little bird. Feeling it, feeling those little feathers, that little frail body underneath that puffy thing, and they're firm enough to catch the wind, pushing you up. Right? Assimilate being a jellyfish now. Grind in a few gears. Slow down for a second, eh? Assimilate being a jellyfish. In my opinion, it's probably, on this planet, one of the most unique things to assimilate. I mean, think about it. Am I right or wrong? It's kind of unique, right? There's no skeletal structure. I don't know if it doesn't have like muscles like we have. It's way cooler. It's got cool little lights that flash if it's a deep sea creature one. I never think of a local jellyfish. I mean, I don't know if you guys are the jellyfish that are like by the water waiting for the people to come by to flop on them. I mean, I'm always a deep sea jellyfish, okay? The cool ones with the spaceship lights. Okay? Gotta do it. Do it right. You know what I'm talking about? Does everybody understand the deep sea jellyfish? Yeah, I've seen them by now. You assimilate that. Assimilate sucking the water up into you and pushing out. Yeah, I'm good, huh? Didn't think of that? Did you think of that? Yeah. Assimilate what it feels like to have millions of tons of pressure from the ocean squeezing every section of your body. Now, I'm not saying they're intelligent like the intelligence we need, but in the vast ocean, moving around, there has to be an interaction if they're going to make a third. I mean, pretty much. I mean, I don't know. Maybe the male shoots a little bit in the water and the female kind of swims through it accidentally and goes, ah, shit! Okay? I don't know. I don't know enough about jellyfish to know how that all works. But in other worlds, that's how it does work. It's intelligent beings. Okay? Think about it. That's how you get pregnant in some worlds. That's how you create a third. And the bitch about it, you're the guy going, and you pass through and you're like, oh, shit! It's true. I ain't going to tell you how many kids I got out there. Anyway. I mean, I have a good game plan not to get any problems here, but in some places it's a lot harder. There is extraordinary life in the universe. There's extraordinary diversity. You think the vastness, whatever you think as big as you can, as far as you can. I guarantee you that's a fucking pimple on the ass, okay? For what the real size is. Because you guys do not have, as arrogant as you may think, the capacity at this moment to truly perceive this universe's true vastness. I mean, you can perceive it when I teach you it's like this, and it's a globular, and what it is, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But you're not thinking about... I mean, you do think about how small you are, but it's such a difficult challenge to think of the distance. Because everything's distance. But we learned about folding space the other day. So we learned other concepts. When you go back in time and you think about other lives here, in this world... 200 years ago, you're a housewife. You got a bitchy, drunken husband. You got 7 kids. You're poor, you feed them potatoes, you peel the potatoes, you eat the skins, and you give them the potatoes because you figure, whatever. Maybe we're going back more than 200 years. We'll shoot for 500 or something. Now you get the laundry. Where are you going to do the laundry? In the washing machine? You open the door. The cold blast of air comes in with the rain. The old man's sitting there saying, move your ass, old lady. You throw your scarf around your face a little bit. You hunker down. You pick up the laundry and you drag it out to the fucking creek. If there's ice on it, you find a stone. You smash it. And you start taking the clothes and you start doing it. And you beat it on a rock. Life sucked even 200 years ago. 200 years ago, you got a rotted tooth. Got a rotted tooth. Well, what are you going to do about it? Can you imagine? That's right. It hurts like hell. How many people have had a toothache? How many people drank the something really cold? Okay. It's miserable. It's miserable. If it happens now, you go to the dentist. You're like, take it easy. I don't like the drill. You know, 30 minutes later, you're like, all right, let's go to the steakhouse. Couldn't do that 200 years ago. You couldn't do that 500 years ago. Certainly couldn't do it 1,000 years ago. Certainly 2,000 years ago, it would have really sucked. Now, one can get into all the different variations of different cultures and different societies and different plants that they may have used or may not have used, but I got news for you. The vast majority didn't have any opiates in their culture or anything to numb them or whatever, and even then, they didn't even have any good booze. And when booze came along, thank God for booze. Because when the cave guy came over and says, you're ready to knock your tooth over, and you're like, hang on, I need to drink some more of this fucking yak urine, okay? Go ahead. How about infections? Now, the realities in your past life, you considering that there's how many people on the planet, and it triangulates down to less people, more people, people, if they all have souls, we all know that. I'm fine. I don't have to go there. We all got it figured out. Point is, we all had to be somewhere else. Even as white cells, the math doesn't work if we were all on this planet. It's an improbability. It's like the planet was made 8,000 years ago, right? Whatever the hell it was. All right, I can't pick on them right now. I gotta keep my mind straight here. Anyway, so we had to be in other worlds. When you think about that, you're thinking back in time. So human beings, we think old. Nicholas, you don't want to miss this next shot. I guarantee it. No, stand there. Stand there. I'll be done. You can go take care of it. No, you don't even have to sit. Anyway, I'm just saying, this is good shit. And then you can go, yeah. Anyway, point is, when we think back, we think things get older. Eh? But if you are in other worlds, you immediately think modern. Or maybe just me. Well, you have to take that perception in. The world that you came or you lived on tens of thousands of years ago, tens of thousands of years ago, probably would be where this culture is in another 5,000 years. And the reason why you can't remember any of that is because you can't possibly fucking imagine it. There's never been a TV show visually depict it for you. There's never been a book you read that could conceive it. There's never been anything another human being really could give you, except for the best shit you got was Captain Nemo and the submarine or some UFOs and Godzilla blowing fire at it and yada, 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 yada. You work with what you got. You work with what you got. So if you need to approach something, you got to use your mind to it's got to be able to accept it, or it's going to be like I wrote in my book, it's going to start editing all the F's out. And you guys think you're cocky, like, yeah, I probably don't see any more F's in life. I probably don't, whatever. Well, the bitch about it is, if it edits it out, you probably don't even know you're missing it. All right, you can go if you make it real quick. So, when you think of other worlds, they could be worlds where life sucked, okay? And it's worse than the medieval world here. Or you could have lived in a world where there was absolutely no disease because You cured it. You never got fat. You never had bad teeth because you had technology that molecularly was like living bacteria in the ear that you could never see, that all had programs, and as soon as something went biologically wrong with you, they came in and they rebuilt and got rid of all the bad bacteria in your mouth that was dissolving your teeth, and they started reassembling and re-enameling your teeth overnight. You could leave on a journey off-world and get teeth problems and scalp problems, and you can deal with it and stuff, but you're kind of like, yeah, and you come back. You don't go to the fucking hospital. You don't do any of that. You step off of your craft, and the air hits you, and all of a sudden the molecular microbots are already rebuilding you. By the time you go to sleep and you wake up in the morning, all the damage is already fixed. What can you imagine? Could you imagine what their music would be like? Can you imagine what it wouldn't be to have to work? You wouldn't have to work. It'd be real cool. You'd make all the choices of your life based upon your passions. If you were a doctor, it was because you were passionate about it. If you sold shoes or you put gas in the car all day, it was because you did it because you were passionate about doing that. This is something you wanted to do. It's not because you had to do it to survive. You didn't have to do it to pay the bills. You didn't have to do it so you could get by. You didn't have to do it so you could get laid with the hot chick so you had to work 20 hours a day, yada, 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 to get the car. I know, you girls don't give a shit about that, blah, 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 blah. Okay, you know what I'm saying. In other worlds, whole societies are like jellyfish. Whole societies. You'd all communicate. You'd all send little electrical shock waves. It would be complex conversations that you'd feel on your body. And you'd know what the other one was communicating. Combat. You could talk about anything you fucking want. You could talk about fibers in stones you found at the bottom of the ocean and what they were made out of. Your ability to create things would be based upon what your organic body was capable of. So society would be built upon what the functionality of what your physical or organic body would be able to do, at least in this dimension. And this is what, that's all we're talking about right now. Don't wander beyond that yet. So as a jellyfish species, it's like saying if human beings didn't have thumbs, I assure you, we'd still be swinging in trees. Okay? It's the thumb that allowed us to pick things up. If you look at other animals, okay? Be glad you got a thumb. Try to do stuff without a thumb. Can you write? Can you pick up an apple? Can you grab a banana? Can you peel it now? Okay? Imagine being a fucking jellyfish. But at some point, you guys start talking. At some point, you start communicating. At some point, you start sharing ideas. If you can talk, if you can communicate. And if you existed and you didn't get wiped out by a meteor hitting your planet, and your planet's a big ocean world, that's covered in big clouds because the moisture in there doesn't even let sunlight in. What sunlight does get through, it's like microwaves, and it creates bacteria, and that's what you eat. And you say, fuck, I'm hungry, you guys. Yeah, we're hungry too. I don't want to eat the same shit this week. All right, let's all get together. We'll shoot down over there. They got some other new plankton crap coming in or something. All right. Hope John doesn't charge us to go over that section again. He's always so high-priced. Of course, it wouldn't be something like that, but maybe. Maybe the instinctual territorial would still be in the jellyfish, like a fish guards its area of stone. So something intellectually develops upon that concept to evolve species. And so you're swimming with your buddies and you want to get over there, and then all of a sudden, big old fucking fat fucking jellyfish comes up. Where you're going, you know? You're like, I fucking want to go over there. It's just some good shit over there. That's my fucking shit. Okay, all right. Hey, look! Go! Now, of course, that's quite humorous, and it wouldn't be probably anything like that, okay? But there would be communication. There would be, eventually, customs. There would be societal agreeance so that the survival of each one of you guys would feel secure, because everything in the universe that's life has to have a sense of self-preservation. It wants to survive. God wants you to survive. Otherwise, what good are you as collectively developing? You need to exist long enough to collect experience to kind of, you know, drop all those little raindrops, which are souls, into a stream, and the stream goes to the ocean, and the ocean is who? God, the universe. So if everybody's just, you know, lemons, you know, and they're all just dropping, you know, hey, what's there? Oh, let's go up. And they're all dying. Well, their species isn't going to continue. So the jellyfish have to, if they're intelligent long enough, most things will become intelligent. If our planet were to exist for another 17,000 years, we will not be, for sure, the only sentient, intelligent beings, and it ain't going to come from another world. It's going to come from other species that have evolved, and we will teach them and educate them, and then rapidly they'll speed their awareness up faster. And eventually, when the awareness is kind of pretty good, one of you guys will be like, fuck it, I'll try it. I'll hop in that vessel. Let's see what it's like. Fuck, this sucks. That was so good. So, did you get it, Elliot? All right, good. So, life, anywhere where there is life in the universe, eventually with enough time, something is going to have to interact. And the survival mechanism to survive is like the first level of intelligence. It's territory. It's distance. It's how far can I go to eat that crawly thing? If I go too far, can I make it back? It's thought process involved. Fish has got it. Everything's got it. That's how it survives. And it pushes intelligence. Or at least the organic parts to kind of keep building wiring. Because there's some kind of cold front over time starts encroaching on your water as a little fish. And you have to adapt. All your food is dying. So every time you have to go further out, until eventually you go so far out, you can't see where the hell you came from. So you look for the next best thing. All right, I'll try that over there. And you go, okay, fuck, this is a lonely place, but they got plenty of grass shit to eat. Oh, who are you? Well, hi, I'm Lucy the fish. Yeah, it's stuck in this rock last week. Yeah, not bad, Lucy, thank God. Want to make a third? Your mind has to think about other worlds. And you have to say, what life can be out there? Here's a stretch for you. Let's say there's a world, and it's a gaseous world. You can't breathe. There's no oxygen. It's like only like ammonias and different complexes. If we went there, our flesh would rot off. Okay? There's some bacteria that's learned to adapt and exist in these ammonious environments. And over millions of years, it keeps getting more complex. More complex, and it starts to develop itself and evolve. And it becomes this complex bacteria that uses particular chemicals in the gases it collects. It collects like a crab looks for new shells. Just that it's a lot of these particular things. It builds and it's squished in between. Its whole body's like sand and glue, but it can all move and squish and move. But it's so light that if you tuck your hand and you went through it, it would just blow away like smoke. And because of how it develops and evolves, it's because of its bacteria, the electron, there's life in it. There's electrons. Electrons all build up, and electrons start to learn when it bumps into something. It something else takes a bite out of it, and it learns. It learns survival. Another few zillion years, whatever. It's existing, and it's relating to other stuff like it. And it becomes intelligent. It bases its intelligence on what it can do. And a few million years, whatever, go by. And we go down to the planet as explorers in our future. And we go, it's a big gaseous planet, but we're going to have to go check it out. Nothing's going to live there, but we got to have a place to float in our spacecraft so we can do a little bit of work before we take off again. So we go down there, and we look, and it's this whole like ocean of this stuff floating and moving. So we figure we'll just sit on it. And we go to sit on it, and it all opens up because it don't want to be touched, like a big circle, and it's like a stone dropping, and a circle opens from the ring, from the water. And it just opens, but you never get to touch it. And we go, the fuck, and we go all the way down until we hit the surface of the planet, and the stuff is just staying to the sides. So eventually, let's say we get the balls to get out and take a look at it. Probably unlikely, but... And we walk out and we go to touch it, steps back, and then all of a sudden a head pops out and it looks like the form of a human. And you can see its eyes kind of moving with the texture of sand and the green glue-like kind of thing. It's moving and it looks like this and it comes out and has a whole human body. And all of a sudden you look and it starts to develop a hole in its head. And it starts to get nostrils and it's looking at you. And all of a sudden it doesn't look like a human, but it has the body and texture of a human. It even mimics your hair and it moves and the hair has separation. But it's all like this sand, like almost. It's like you don't know what the fuck to make of it. It's like grit. Don't be startled, human. We've been aware of your species for thousands of your years. You're primitive. We've been to your world. We're still there. We lay on your beaches and your stones, and we observe you as you move and pass amongst us. We collect data and information on your species. I assure you, your imagination is limited. What do you think? And as long as it's limited, how are you supposed to remember who the fuck you really are, or where you came from? What are you? What is the source of you? Where did you come from? The only answers you can have are what you're capable of perceiving. Unless you got a really fucking good teacher. So, what do we got for time now? 9? Or is it going on 11? I don't know. Anyway, the point is, what time is it? Come on. What time is it? 9. Okay. I was hoping it'd get a little cooler in here by now. So, in this dreamscape and the other dreamscapes, they're designed to assist you in allowing past memories from future worlds to start flashing in your mind. It's going to be like a, it could be a number of things. It could just be pieces or full detail. It depends on your skill of navigating, your skill of non-thought, your skill to just trust it, to let the information keep coming. As soon as you start contemplating it, you're thinking with your brain, and therefore it junks it up, and it can't, it just wants to relate to what it can relate to from this life, this world. So the first track, of course, is designed to reach out to a certain capacity where you're still humanoid, so you can relate well. Because if you guys want to jump too fast, you're going to crash. Trust me, I know what I'm doing. I want to get you where you need to go. Trust me, listening to me is going to get you there faster than anything you can whip up. Okay? So it's earthly in a lot of ways. It'll look earthly in a lot of ways because we're using what is familiar so your brain ain't too freaked out. And the truth of the matter is, I would say maybe 60% of it is true memory. Okay? The other 40% is going to be stuff blended in that your mind's going to kind of chunk in there to kind of... It's trying to work with it. Do you get what I'm saying? It's not necessarily trying to do a bad thing, but it's organic. It's from this world, and it's trying to, you know? So, it's another world, but it's very much like our world. It's just kind of was culturally kind of a little bit different, and the technology's a little bit more advanced, but it's more still like a different level of culture. So, it's modern and kind of old at the same time, and it's a part of the... Well, I'd say it's part of the universe, and I know that the vast majority of you have, I wouldn't say frequented, but there's enough there that I'm pretty certain that all of you guys have experiences there. So, I want to warn you that it's very intense, and I'm wondering if I should share my experience personally, what I did today, or if I should just let you guys run with it. And... if I tell you about my experience, I'm afraid that it's just going to assist your babbler to kind of start to create to, you know, it's like an immunity. Do you get what I'm saying? On the same token, I need to prepare you psychologically. I'm accountable for you. Would you want your kid to, you know, 5 years old, stumble along the wrong channels on TV? You know, I mean, you gotta kind of say, well, you know, you gotta decide what you want to explain about the birds and the bees at 8, 9, 10, whatever. So they kind of get it, you know what I'm saying? But they're not like, I made a terrible, terrible error today. I should have never listened to the dreamscape, but like a good teacher, I don't believe in giving anything to my children that I myself would not taste first or eat first or drink first. And what I created this with the intent to have you go back, and I hate to use the line back to the future because it's going to create an image from the movies from you, but literally back to the future. And I did an exceptional job. I mean, you know, no ego. It is what it is. You'll see and you decide. I wasn't thinking that if I went back, you know, that I'd have to deal with certain things. And it was a stunning kind of like, it's really fucked up. Not everyone is going to have the level of experiences of other people. It depends on your navigation skill. It depends on your training. It depends on your self-discipline, okay? If you feel uncomfortable, if you feel like, you know, I'm not connecting with this, I'm not offended. You can get up and go, or you can just sit and chill and take it in, or, you know, whatever. It's cool, okay? Not everybody's going to be able to plug in. I want everybody to know that. And if you think it's all crap and you want your money back, tough shit. Anyway, so I laid on the couch and put on the headphones because we I just had the final cut. I had to leave. I did all of the them in one day. Okay. In my mind, I knew what I wanted. I've been brewing on it for a long time. Shouldn't I? Yeah. What if I do that? What if I do? So it's in my mind. It's like, well, I don't want to make you guys think I'm like really eerie, but it's like Mozart. You know, he would hear all the music in his head, and then eventually it would just get to the point where he couldn't. He just had to get it out of him, and he would write the music. Eventually. Does anybody know how he died? I mean, I've kind of covered the story a few times, I think. You ever watch Amadeus, the movie? I think it's on the movie list. Eventually, some smart guy was really envious of him that was another composer, to make the long story short. And everything that Mozart wrote, he had to live in his mind. And it was like a lifetime of experience, of emotion that he would try to write into music, to take music, that's what music is, and take that whole feeling and give it to you so you can have that whole lifetime of experiences. Music, that's what music is. So this guy who was his rival didn't like him, but he was kind of naive, he was kind of nice, yada yada. Let me get a long story short, this guy was really diabolical. And he knew, he figured out that everything that Mozart did, because he could see by his personality, whatever piece of music he wrote, his life, he would become that. If it was a music about morning and sunrises, Mozart would be singing down the road, and he would be buying flowers to hand out to the woman and tell them how beautiful he was, and look at the sunshine, and he'd feel it, and he'd write it, and it would come out in his music. If he had to write a music piece about war, I mean, he was miserable and dirty and, and he would, okay, and he wouldn't want to deal with anybody. So he lived it. So this guy who was very rich, and he was envious of him. He was afraid that Mozart would be recognized by the royalty, by the elites, and he would be bumped down as being the genius that he felt he was. So Mozart was poorer, and he had a wife, and they had bills to pay, and they had a kid, I guess, or whatever. And he says to Mozart, he says, with his, you know, rich clothing and stuff, he says, I want to, what do they say when they hire you to do a project like? Commission. What? Commission, very good. And he says, I want to commission you. And he has a bag of gold, and he puts it down, and Mozart's like, oh, thank you, honey, get him some food, get him some of the drink. I'm so grateful, sir, blah, 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 that you even would consider me. Your music is wonderful. And in his head he's saying, it's crap compared to mine, but, you know, this guy was the successful one. And so he says, so, Mozart, he says, I want you to compose a piece for me on death. Can you do that for me? Mozart knew right away what that meant. And his wife knew, because they knew how he created his music. And of course, she was completely against it, but he needed the money. I think there was the sickness, and there was all sorts of shit plague at that time. I don't know. Watched a movie. I don't remember. It had been 20 years since I've seen it. It's not like I read the book. Anyway, so of course, Mozart, in the end, lives death in order to write it. So as he finishes the piece, maybe for drama in the movie, but sometime afterwards, he literally died. And he was a young man. I don't know specifically how old, but he wasn't old by any means. So when I create this, I mean, it's no Mozart, trust me, okay? And it's borrow and find other great pieces of music. I went through tens of thousands. I mean, look at all the stuff I've put out already, but, you know, we don't own the rights to this stuff, so we can't sell it to you guys afterwards, okay? I mean, I'll be sued, and there ain't going to be no HBI, and it's going to be the end of everything, and this will never be, and that's it. Remember the end of the trail for the CDs? There it is. I'm going to become a gas station attendant. Anyway, and I'll be real happy, trust me. Real simple shit. So, the piece I put together was designed to take you and to bring you back into this solar system, this galaxy, I should say, and into a life from there and give you pieces in memory. And without thought, I thought, you know, so when I left, I was like, here, and I gave it to Frank, and I says, you got to just, here's where it needs to go, here's the timing, take these pieces, you just need to finish it, here's all the direction for it, you know, blah, 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 and he says, okay, and we had to run and hit the flight, and I was just like, just, you guys don't have any idea not that I want, I got your love, you know what I'm saying, I'm not reaching for more, I don't think there's any more I can squeeze out of you guys, okay, but what I'm saying is that it's, you know, it's like writing the death piece. It's I have to go to this intense place, and then I'm not a composer. So I have to search in these databases. Thank God for the flipping internet, okay? And I have to find these huge databases, and I spend weeks in some cases. And I must listen to 1,000 songs a day. It's no joke. Give or take some, but I mean, it's do the probability. I mean, I get up at 5, 6 a.m., do my whatever I'm going to do, and I'm right on the computer, and I'm already rifling through songs. Click, 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 click. I mean, I had to get fiber optic internet because I was so mad at every other kind of internet. And when they had the fiber optic one, I says, how is it? 50 megs or 30 megs? I says, give it to me, you know, per second. Yeah. You know, and so then I realized, well, wait a minute. Some of these places where I buy my music from, what if they got slower connections? I have to wait on them to get it on my end, and literally, you know, you don't even know. Anyway, so I put it together, I organize it, I started editing music, putting sound pieces into it, doing all sorts of crazy shit to stuff that I was pretty good, but they would fuck it up all the time at some point, and I'd have to chop and move it and move it around, and blah, blah. And then there were some great pieces from some stuff that I thought, well, this will work, and I would insert it this way in this direction, and I say what I have to say to invoke the right direction, like the rudder in the ocean. You know, I'm helping you move yourself to where I need you to go. Boy, can I talk? You want me to stop? Okay. So what happened was, I put it on. I laid down this afternoon, and I said, let's see where it goes. I'll go visit, you know, some old places that will become reality again for me, because it's, you know, you go into the, you know, it's real if you're good. You know, you see flashes at first, and pieces is what you probably get, and then they get, you know, and then you think about it, and then, yeah, and it's appearing. If you could just relax and just trust it and just let it happen, all of a sudden, it'll, you know, you can literally move and walk through it. It depends on your control. It depends on your skill level, okay? And don't think about your skill level, because then you that's a problem then too. Just flow with it. And I was thinking I'm going to end up whatever. I didn't give it two thoughts, because it came through. I needed to test it. And I ended up in front of, like, the love of my life, the love of a being who's my existence, like the one of the truest loves of my life. And there's been a number of them, but some of them really stand out, and it was like one that really stood out. And of course, you know, it was somebody at one time that I taught, and they're an enlightened being, you know, at this level where I'm, you know, you could say at or whatever. And immediately, they recognized me, and we knew we only had seconds, so we knew we couldn't even talk, we couldn't speak, because we could sense already that the doorway was going to collapse and vanish again. So we just grabbed each other and we held each other and we could feel our hearts and just kind of communicated in as fast as we could. I'm not going to go into details about all that. Isn't it? And then the second one I seen, another love of my life. And then, the thing is that, in most worlds, if you go on these outer boundaries, you're going to find kind of male, female still, you know what I'm saying? But, I have to get into how humans are humans and, what we were genetically messed with and yada, 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 yada. And I think you guys can figure some of that out, okay? That's a whole other conversation, but there are other human-like beings in our galaxy, per se. And as a being, when you are reach a level of in consciousness, a level of enlightenment, when you come in, well, you say odd or even. Which do you prefer, pepperoni or mushroom? Okay, I mean you can kind of decide a little bit. And some of us will lean towards male, and some of us will lean towards female, or we'll do the other because of whatever our game plan is for what we think we need to do and what their culture's like and where are we, So this particular being tends to prefer to be in a female body. And, technically you could say it was my wife from a life. I mean, it was, again, a love of my life. And when I came in on that one, which was after the first one, I was just devastated, she was standing by, as I phased in, I seen our apartment or whatever I would describe it. I mean, it's a lot of shades of white for the room. It's, I don't know why, it makes perfect sense there. Very clean, very, and she was standing, I guess what you guys would say is like a counter in a human form, but she was like doing something next to the wall. It's like glass, I guess you could say. It's like, what would be the equivalent of a refrigerator, I suppose. And doing something, and immediately, because she's enlightened, or, knew that I was just phasing in, and I'm looking, I'm like, I know this place, why is it, it's been like 2,000 years. I don't know. And I'll explain time also with you, why it works the way it is and strings together, and it's not. Anyway. So, I look and I see this woman. Immediately you could tell by the body and the hair, brown hair and beautiful. And immediately senses me, turns around, looks at me, and, comes around, and I'm like, oh my God, so all my memories, how much I love, and how much, immediately starts flooding you. And I'm already fucked up from the last one, okay? And I'm done crying. There ain't no more tears left. I'm drained. I circulated it out of me so I could actually talk to you guys and fit in the time, without being devastated and being a wreck. And, of course, came over, and as just as we, reaching it, was like we just phased into it. It was like just, and, yeah, that was fucked up. And, so there was one other point where I phased in again, and I remember seeing water, and of course I'm all fucked up, so I imagine that's got to be about the level you guys will come in, because at that point I was just like, it was a car wreck in the making, fuck the control, it's all gone now, it's like, okay, and I remember I'm standing, it floods in, and I'm looking down, and it's like it's modern. It's like you would see it in a city where they have really nice buildings. There's like, where the where they might have a congregation area, and it's very modern. It's all black, like smooth stone, and it's got like squared off edge square, and it's a body of water, And the water is just really dark, so it reflects everything like a mirror. And I happened to just phase in at whatever lifetime I was at. And I, of course, was like, okay. And I looked down and I see the reflection of me. And I'm like, I have to recall now, wait a minute, that's me. And I'm studying my mind. And then there standing next to me is all the images of some of my students here reflecting back. That's fucked up, okay? And I don't know, I splashed the water is what I did, because I was just like don't assume cockiness going into this. You're as fragile as and if I'm that fragile, you guys are, I know what I'm saying? So if you don't want to do this, I want you to think about that, okay? I want you to think about, I mean, imagine being madly in love with someone and they die the next day from some kind of accident, okay? And, you know, and all of a sudden they walk into your door and you're like, you know, gut-wrenching. And, you know, I have to mortalize it through all the biochemicals, you know, and it's like, and, yeah, I'm sorry, I'm getting scattered now, shutdown mode. Okay, so, I don't know what you're going to find, I don't know what your experiences are going to be, I don't know, you know, it's going to be hard if you're here with a partner and you're crying over some lover that they've never heard you talk about, and all of a sudden you just had a full recollection of a lifetime with somebody. Okay, I mean, one thinks of past lives. I always get a kick out of it, you know, like yeah, past life, oh, King Arthur. It ain't like that. That's TV. It's if you catch the wrong moment. And this can be very interactive depending on how you glide into it. And, it, you know, even for me, it took a few moments to figure out who I was looking at. You know, and it's just like now. You're still processing through here. It's just a way to kind of get this out of the way, but it still has to pipe. You know, so... I mean, make a long story short, I started that at 11, like an idiot, thinking, oh, I'll go there, it'll be great, and then I'll be done, blah, blah. And, you know, here it is 12, and I've got to eat, and I'm done, and I'm like, you know, and then, you know, Jameson's there, and he's like, what's the matter, you know, and I'm like, this is what happened, and I look at the clock, and I'm like, we gotta eat, let's go, and then I'm trying to explain to him what the fuck my issues are. He's never seen me like that, and deeply, oh, I feel like I haven't felt that pressure in my chest in this life for like since I was a younger person in love and got my heart broken. You know what I'm talking, like that heartache. It sucks. So don't blame me. I warned you. Okay? I warned you, and hopefully you'll fear better than me. And I ain't got time for therapy either. By the time we're done, I'm tired now, okay? I had to march up. I had to get something to eat. I get in to get something to eat. I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to find a quiet place. Ah, I'll go to the Kalani staff. They're afraid of me. They'll stay away, and I can sit there in peace, you know. And I go there, and I sit down, and I'm like, okay, I'm eating this fucking burger. What the hell? You know, and I'm trying to eat it, and some other people came, you know, and I'm like, oh, and I need to kind of be sane, and I, you know, and I'm trying to talk, and I'm da-da-da-da-da. And I see a car pull up, and there's you-know-who with the leg, and, you know, and I'm like, oh, shit, if I don't go over and talk to her, the Kalani people are going to think I'm a cruel, selfish, ignorant bastard, you know? And I'm like, but what did happen to her? Oh, shit, it's, you know, and I see it come out with the leg all of a sudden. I'm like, ah. So I have to deal with that and then coordinate the staff. And then I'm like, and I'm like, and they're like, Eric, you've got 5 minutes to get down. You got a one-on-one. You know? And I have to clear that out, but I'm super hyper from that sensory, so I'm like, listen, this is a good time. Plug in. You'll get a good information, you know? And so it was good for me because I got my mind off of where I was, you know? So I've said what I have to say. You guys need to get up, go to the bathroom. I'm going to give you 5-10 minutes, stretch, move around, get ready, and then get yourself comfy. The lights are going to drop, and it's rock and roll. I want you guys to have a good escape plan. If you decide it's going to be dark, if you decide you want out, you got to be looking at how you're going to do it. Visualize it, okay?